A man from West Plains has been arrested in Baxter County on rape charges. 38-year-old Corey Cotham was arrested Tuesday afternoon on charge of two counts of rape involving a child under the age of 14 and non-payment of child support. He's being held in Baxter County Detention Center, bond set at $251,500. Tuesday morning, Douglas County AVA Multi-Jurisdictional Task Force and Comet Drug Task Force served a narcotic search warrant at Roger Wall's residence near Vera Cruz. Authorities seized methamphetamine and several firearms. They also seized an item that was used as evidence in a coroner's inquest. This item was paid for by Douglas County taxpayers' money, therefore not the property of Roger Wall, and it's illegal for him to possess at his residence. It appears the statute of limitations may prevent prosecution, but the item will be returned to its rightful owner. Due to Wall's poor health conditions, he was booked and released at the scene and requested the court issue him a summons to court. A felony criminal summons was issued for Roger Wall for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and 9 counts of unlawful use, possession of a firearm while in possession of a controlled substance. Wall will be in court on February 26th. A Yellville woman has been arrested for stealing money from an elderly dementia patient. 55-year-old Lorelei Irene Lunday allegedly stole more than $6,000 from the patient. Lunday had been hired as an in-home caregiver. According to reports, she made online purchases with the victim's credit card. Lunday was arrested on Monday, then released later on $15,000 bond. She'll be in court on February 23rd. A former member of the Mountain Home Hurricane Swim Team has been arrested for stealing from the team. 24-year-old Olivia Ann Norris allegedly stole more than $11,000 in funds from the organization. Norris was the team's president and had access to the bank account. Norris was arrested and was charged with theft of property, fraudulent use of a creditor debit card, and falsifying business records. Norris was released on $10,000 bond. A Gainesville woman accused of shooting children with a BB gun has been sentenced. 38-year-old Amy Dunn Trout was given a suspended imposition of sentence and 5 years supervised probation on 2 felony counts of first-degree child abuse. Other charges, including 2 counts of armed criminal action, 2 counts of second-degree domestic assault, and abuse or neglect of a child, were dropped. Trout admitted to authorities that she had fired the BB gun at her children and gave the weapon to law enforcement. The children were placed in the custody of their father following the incident. A man was arrested in Lawrence County on battery charges on Tuesday. Rick Allen Williams is charged with third-degree domestic battery. Williams is being held in the Lawrence County Detention Center awaiting a bond hearing and court date. Today is St. Jude Day at Fred's Fish House in Mammoth Spring. All day long, you can eat in or carry out, and the price of your meal will all go to support the St. Jude kids. The total will be announced during the radiothon 1 week from today, so plan to eat today at Fred's Fish House and support a great cause. Bring the whole family. Let's enjoy a great meal and feel good while helping find cures and save lives. Fred's Fish House in Mammoth Spring, you can call your order in at 870-625-7551. A Republican state senator is sponsoring a bill to restrict local government's ability to limit concealed carry of firearms. KBIA's Maggie LeBeau has more from Monday's debate at the Missouri State House.
Under Missouri law, local governments are only allowed to regulate firearm possession in regards to concealed carry. Cape Fair Republican Senator Brad Hudson's bill would end that exception. The bill would allow a gun owner who is regulated by a local concealed carry ordinance to take their local government to court. If the government is found in contempt, it would have to pay the gun owner $50,000. Missouri Firearm Coalition policy advisor Aaron Dorr says his group believes local laws are infringing on the right to bear arms and the government should pay the price.
If a jurisdiction is going to put a gun owner down and arrest him and then prosecute him for an illegal ordinance, that gun owner has certainly earned the right to have a penalty rewarded back to him.
Similar legislation was proposed in 2025, but was never called for a full Senate vote. I'm Maggie LeBeau, KBIA News.